The vote to kill the first gambling bill, which called for one casino on the Massachusetts border and another in the White Mountains, was expected and overwhelming.
249 having voted in the affirmative, 65 in the negative.
The vote to table the second bill, which calls for up to 6 state-run slot machine parlors, was both close, 170 to 160, and a bit of a surprise. It came after where Republican Neil Kirk asked those on both sides of this issue to think strategically about how best to deal with a state Senate that voted 16-8 for the casino bill backed by Governor Maggie Hassan.
If I'm pro-gambling and want to make sure there is a way available to us to maximize revenue for the state of New Hampshire and its services, and, Madam Speaker, if I'm opposed to gambling, but know that if it should succeed, I want to maximize the revenue to the state of New Hampshire, would I now make sure that the third way is available to us?
And a third way could come in handy if the two chambers remain at odds over the Senate's casino bill, but it's difficult to read too much into the move to table because it was a division vote, meaning beyond the final tally, no record was kept of how each member voted. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.